It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Professor Richard Epstein of the Civitas Institute. Richard has written repeatedly about the conflict in Gaza these last years. What I have is information that is discouraging. The Gaza deal that was signed so gloriously at Sharm el-Sheikh recently by leaders of the region and the world is now struggling. Phase one was return of all hostages, the living and the deceased. That is not happening with any pace that Tel Aviv and Jerusalem trust. There is a suspicion that Hamas is slow rolling the release because it is the last leverage they have over the Israelis. There's also a report that Mr. Witkoff of the negotiating team from the United States has met directly with the chief Hamas negotiator, a man who, well, he's unacceptable to continue in any role whatsoever, which upsets, I'm told, Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Tel Aviv is the headquarters of the IDF, because the U.S. has a policy of not negotiating direct with terrorists. That would be a way of describing the mass murder that Hamas visited. Richard, this is not going well, and the expectation is that they will never get to phase two, which is disarming. What is your measure? We have a couple of minutes.
Yeah, my view is that anytime you try to make a deal with Hamas, you can never do anything where they go first and you go second. So the first mistake they made was they should have not released a single one of the hardened criminals that they promised to turn over to Hamas until all the bodies had been returned. The moment they basically released those bodies in buses, then in effect what happened is Hamas had no reason whatsoever to move forward, and they fabricated all sorts of reasons why they don't have to. So that's the first problem. The second problem that one has with respect to this situation is you do not want the control over the opposition to Hamas to be divided between the United States and this loose alliance of firms that met at Sharm el-Sheikh. What happens is the Israelis have to keep this thing under themselves. Otherwise, they're going to be constantly undercut by indecision by other people who say, we have as big a stake in this as you do. And so what they have to do, and essentially, is they have to go after Hamas now. They have to wipe them off the face of the earth. Nothing else will work on this situation. Then you could try to figure out what you can do with Gaza. But remember the deal. It was supposed to be, we get rid of Hamas, and then we'll figure out how to organize some kind of a proto-Palestinian state. Well, that precondition precedent has not been met. And so therefore, at this particular point, the only correct response by everybody is to say, and so long as Hamas is there, they should be treated like hunted animals, rounded up, killed, and removed from the country. It's not clear that other people are going to do this because you have too many people in the coalition and they will have cross motivations that make things worse. So the deal, in effect, was badly structured from the outset. And I think in part, this is the brain of Trump. And there's been a constant story that you and I have both heard that Trump leaned on Bibi to get him to back off so that he could have a deal. And the deal is wonderful for one day and maybe for two, but not for three. And if Trump did do that, then he's responsible for the mess at the back end, because we know that Bibi has always been a hardliner on that issue, much the way that MacArthur was in the Pacific when it came to the unconditional surrender of Japan. And it was only that unconditional surrender that allowed for Western institutions to be built back in, because if it turned out that the old guard had been there, they would have frustrated everything that's going on. And so I'm afraid that the master deal maker, the president, is bungling this thing as well. He has to change it. I don't know whether he will or he can. I don't think his heart is in the wrong place. But I think what he suffers from is a terminal case of overconfidence, believing that by force of will, he can control everybody else. He tried it with Putin and has now admitted that it hasn't worked. He's now trying to do it with respect to Israel. And the point is that Bibi is a much smarter, much more astute fellow than is Donald Trump. And the sooner the world recognizes that, the more more likely it'd be that they will let Israel take the lead in this situation and be part of a chorus which approves of what they do. After you wipe out Hamas, then you can have all sorts of more extensive deliberation with a wider set of bodies. Right now, Hamas is under stress because it's fighting with all the local warlords and so forth. The Israelis are probably supporting them militarily or with intelligence. But I think what's going to happen is that this goes on a couple of days more. The Israelis are going to have to re-enter Gaza in force in order to remove the Hamas people. And then we can return to the deal. But there will be no second stage of any deal so long as Hamas remains around, able to do destruction, and God forbid to sit at the table with American investors, you know, American leaders who should have much better judgment than talking with those thugs.
Professor Richard Epstein, Civitas Institute. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.